This is Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Agriculture Report. The state of Florida usually enjoys excellent weather conditions for agriculture. But this year, Florida has suffered from two major ocean storms. Hurricane Charley hit the western coast of Florida in the middle of August. 3 weeks later, Hurricane Francis struck the eastern coast and crossed the state. Florida's Agriculture Commissioner, Charles Bronson, estimates that the two storms have cost farmers between $800 and $1,000 million. Mr. Bronson asked Florida Governor Jeb Bush to declare an agricultural disaster in 13 counties. Florida's total crop production is worth almost $7,000 million. That is fourth in the nation. The orange is Florida's biggest single crop. It is one of several kinds of citrus fruit. Florida has a 68% share of the value of the fresh orange market. The state's citrus industry is the most valuable in the country. Some reports place the total value of the industry at about $9,000 million, including processed products. The United States Department of Agriculture had expected a good citrus harvest for 2004. After Hurricane Charley, officials estimated that about 20% of the crop was lost. Hurricane Francis affected many of the same areas. It brought winds of over 150 kilometers per hour. It also brought heavy rains and flooding to many areas. Citrus-producing areas like Indian River, St. Lucie, and Martin counties were damaged by both storms. Officials are still studying the damage to Florida's citrus crop. Reports suggest that the grapefruit harvest will be severely hurt. Florida produces more than 70% of the country's grapefruit. Its share of the market is worth about $200 million. Also, farmers are still trying to estimate the damage caused to the vegetable crop. Florida has the second most valuable vegetable crop of any state. It grows more than one-fourth of America's tomatoes. After Hurricane Charley, Congress approved $2,000 million in aid for Florida that President Bush requested. Hurricane Francis added to the damage. And now, areas of Florida have been preparing for the possible effects of another major ocean storm, Hurricane Ivan. The Atlantic hurricane season is just over halfway through. This VOA Special English Agriculture Report was written by Mario Ritter.